Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Royce. A desperate search continues for three people who are missing after their fishing boat sank in waters off Port Lincoln in South Australia. Two others have been rescued. Palestine's ambassador to the United Nations has welcomed the Security Council's resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The resolution passed unanimously with the US abstaining from the vote. Riyad Mansour only wishes it hadn't taken 6 months.
Over 100,000 Palestinians killed and maimed, 2 million displaced, and famine for this council to finally demand an immediate ceasefire.
Qantas engineers are inspecting the engines on one of the airline's A330s after a mid-air scare on a flight from Melbourne to Perth last night. The pilots turned one of the engines off after it let off a loud bang on descent. The airline admits this would have been unsettling for those on board. It landed without incident. No one was hurt. Authorities are raiding the Miami and LA properties belonging to US rapper Sean Combs or P. Diddy. It's believed to be in relation to an ongoing sex trafficking and assault investigation. And Australia's peak union reckons the government has not gone far enough in its call to have the minimum wage lifted in line with inflation. The ACTU, Sally McManus, wants a 5% increase for the nation's lowest paid workers. She's surprised the government isn't aiming higher.
They need to recognise that low-paid workers are their customers, and so they know how much people are being cutting back.